The Ducks have had the uncanny ability to score late in periods against your team.
Yeah.
Is that an experience factor that your club isn't able to close out those periods and games?
I don't want to put it there. We're not taking a bunch of guys who haven't played the game and haven't closed out those games. You know, in Minnesota, in St. Louis, it's. It can't be that. So we've, you know, our third period last night was the best of the three. We didn't lose the game in the third. And we didn't give up nearly as much as we did, especially in game two, even though they scored the most in game one. But we're just one more block, one more save, one more pass out. You know, it's not that big a gap. The shots are 9-7. Shot attempts aren't out of whack. And they do have the ability to bring the puck from their back end and push at those moments. And of that third period, it was the best of the three we played.
The games that you reference, Minnesota, St. Louis, et cetera, are regular season games.
Yeah.
Is there not something to the fact that these are playoff games and team hasn't been here before?
No, not from where we came. Because in those games, we hadn't gotten here. And we're well aware of the fact that we hadn't made the playoffs. The pressure's different. I don't know that there's more pressure here now than there was a month ago. The idea of making the playoffs, having not had it happen. In those games, you fail to close those games out, you lose the season. In a playoff game, with the exception of tomorrow night, you fail to close the game out, it's a game. You know, you still live for that next day. It's a different pressure.
We got a sense from Blake Wheeler, though, that handling the moment, maybe there have been some stutter steps in handling the moment as far as tightening up. See it?
I think that's fair. I think that's what happens in those third periods. Again, it's how many moments are there in the third? You handle the big bulk of them, didn't handle them all. Does a team ever handle them all? Occasionally, but rarely. It's when you haven't been in that moment, then it's a new experience.
Paul, in all your years of hockey, have you ever come across an opponent that has been able to, whether it's frustrate or create misery for you the way Anaheim has this season, you know, the way they've gone about it? I mean, you guys have had the lead in all six games going in the third period. Like, has there ever been, and from that perspective, does psychology kind of come into it too in coaxing your team that, yes, we've been close, we can beat these guys,
yeah,
even though they've had the answer six times in a row?
We went 0-for-4 against Boston in 09, didn't come near the puck in the four regular season games that we played and got crushed, absolutely destroyed in game one of that series and ended up winning it in 7 in overtime. The difference was, I think, to Boston, which is way better than we were in all those games. I haven't felt that in here. The game two, Anaheim was a better team, especially early in that game. They were quicker than we were. I haven't felt that. They got chances last night. We got chances. You know, there's things we need to do better in the course of playing a hockey game. We need to do better. But I haven't felt it specific to that, that it's that team.
So in preparing for game four, there's not a part of the coaching aspect that goes into it, convincing your guys they can take that first step to get to the next step type of thing then?
I don't think you need to convince them. But we're aware of what's happened. I mean, you're feeling that right now. You're feeling that sense that you're right there, but getting through that door has been a little harder than you think.
Coach, you've talked frequently this season about the fact that it's their team. They've done the leading, et cetera. So in the rest of today and tomorrow, how much of it is you and Charlie and Pascal with what you do, or how much of it is just going to be left to the players?
Full and complete confidence in the coaches or in the players in that room. and I probably don't tell you everything that happens in that room.
Paul, what have you seen from Dustin Byfuglien in the first three games, and what does he need to do to get back to the level he played at for a good chunk of the season?
Well, it gets magnified last night because the minus number that he has attached to that game and the penalty that he took. I think that there's been a lot of his game. As great an individual player that he is, it's still a five man on the ice game. So our expectations of him are to move that puck, close out in his own end. And for the most part, he's been able to do that up until last night. At the end of the day, he wasn't standing beside the guy rifling it into the net. So you want to be a little careful before you take the stat sheet and decide on his game. Penalty he can't take. He's been like the rest of us. There's just been good parts to his game, and there's parts he's got to get better at.
Dustin came out, we asked him about the penalty, and he said, as long as we stick together, we'll be all right. Then every, I don't know, four or five responses, he gave that answer. Frankly...
Four or five?
Yeah, I don't remember how many it was.
Ten? Somebody counted it.
And this is an honest question.
Are you offended?
No, but frankly, like to the media, it looks like a lack of maturity and accountability.
Right.
Is that just media relations, or what's he like... What's important is what he's like behind closed doors. So can you illuminate that?
I'm just trying to put. So you're asking me what Dustin's like behind closed doors based on something that pissed you off.
No. Does perception that creates a perception? Is that an accurate perception? What is the real Dustin Byfuglien?
Part of it is fairly accurate. He, not your assessment of. I think he's got an awesome sense of humor. You won't like that. Don't underestimate the investment that players make. So here's where I'm losing this argument before it even starts. You're going to find one of the 650 other NHL players would have handled that nicely and been contrite, and everybody would have thought that was good. He's a very, very competitive man. Not particularly happy about the result. More than anything else, wants to win badly. Did everything we asked him to do it. So he doesn't like the fact that he has to speak to the media today. And I'm reading the Twitter pop-ups. The guy makes so much money, he should be happy to stand in front of the media, talk to them. And there's a certain dynamic there between media and some players that you feel that he has the absolute obligation to come out and answer for everything because of the gift and the joy it is to play professional sports and the amount of money that a man would make. And at some point... As a competitive man, he has the right to come out here and say that. I want you to fully appreciate the number of F-bombs that he dropped on you in the back of his brain that didn't come out. Out of a sense of civility that he is, he's a kind and civil and giving man. So the fact that he didn't tell you how he really felt, I think is maturity. I'm not winning this argument. I'll get killed for that. But when a guy comes out, I don't care. There have been lots of days that I've come out and wanted to tell you where I'd like to invite all of you to do. It has nothing to do with you personally. Nothing. It's just you're not in a good mood that day. You don't want to talk about it. Somebody 3,000 miles away has told you, you have to do this, and somebody's getting fined, and we might. But he did do what he had to do. He spoke to the media. He didn't like the answer. He'll probably get over that.
So can you just tell me, like, the incident at the end of the regular season, the one last night, does he hold himself accountable behind the scenes? How does he handle it within the team?
Oh, no, I'm getting my back up. How would that look, holding himself accountable? How would a player... But you have to, in your head, you have to know. Because you've asked me to describe it to you. And I'm asking you, how does a player hold himself accountable in a room for that? That's a fair question, and my answer to that would be those conversations that I have with players are private. But probably, like, this is a full-time job for me, right? Got up at 5:30 this morning, did the video, so you can fairly assume that I've addressed most things that you might think I should. I also think I need to keep that private. I absolutely love the guy. I've moved him up front, back. He scored, you know, overtime winner against Minnesota. He keeps that room light, and he's not perfect. So he makes mistakes on the ice. I deal with them. We talk. He came out and has the right to say what he wants to you, and I'm jealous. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'd love to be able to come up and have one of those days. I'd love. I get about five answers in my head to every question that's asked, and they just pop in. And one of them is so profane and inappropriate, like my parents would disown me even at my age. Now, my dad, maybe not so much. I learned most of it from him. But, oh, it's just, I would love. And you know what? You'd probably enjoy it, too. You'd think it'd be a nice break from the bull that I'm firing out most days. So I'm a little jealous. I wish he'd come out to... No, I don't. I'm glad he came out and did what he did. It's not perfect, and sometimes things aren't right. But that's Dustin. We love him.
Heading into the end of the season, that Rangers game that you guys lost late, the Chicago one, and going back, happened with Philadelphia, happened with the Ducks. Those were supposed to be the games where you learned the lessons from that. Now, based on what's happening, the perception could be that those lessons were not learned.
Right. Go. Yeah, it's not a straight line, is it? It's just the lessons that we talk about, it's not a straight line. Or you'd have 30 Stanley Cup champions. I mean, how many long does it take you to learn one thing? It's got to be easy, right? So we do go into St. Louis and shut the door in a game like that, and you do it in Minnesota. And eventually you'll get to the point as a team that you can do it enough and often enough that this conversation isn't taking place. But in any of these things that you have to learn, if it was a straight and vertical line, there would be 30 Stanley Cup champions, which would be difficult to do because everybody would learn every lesson that they're supposed to learn and they'd have it for the rest of their life. I mean, if you learned your lessons easily, I'd be in great shape, right? I'd work out every day. That's not going to happen. I mean, this is not easy, right? But you don't learn them unless you go through them, and you don't get better at it unless you handle it the right way. It's what we're going through right now.
So do you see, I mean, is the answer there for you? Do you see it there and it's just a matter of getting them to it?
It has been there. I've seen it, you know, seen it in St. Louis. I've seen, those are big pressure games. I've seen it in three shutout games to close out the playoffs. Yeah, I've seen it at times.
Paul, you spoke just a few minutes ago about Dustin's competitiveness and how he might not want to, and I'm not berating
you. Bringing
I'm
it
not,
back to him because I
I'm
thought
not.
I'd beat.
I'm using that as an entry
if
into
you
something
take the
else.
Ball and keep running with it. They can never get the ball from it. That's one of the rules of media relationship. I really thought I ran a couple yards with this young
you
man
did.
Right here.
You
I
ran
took
it right
long,
right to
that
the house.
Thing far
you went
down
right
the
to the house.
That you couldn't bring it back.
Okay. But I'm just saying that in that context, now guys like him are on this team that are having maybe trouble sort of getting their heads around the fact of how close you've been, but how far you are. And when you have that level of competitiveness that you were talking about with him, how difficult is it to get a peak performance out of a guy who's still trying to grapple with that concept of you guys being this, like a hair close, but you're down three games, so you're really far back. It's a tough thing to grasp, I would imagine.
So how did we deal with the situation where they're in, either with the individuals or as the group? Don't try to deal with all events that could possibly happen. Focus it down to the one or two things that we want to hold ourselves accountable to. Fire that accountability word out again. I'm not going to be specific about that accountability, but that we want to be good at. So you're not pulling something out of a hat tomorrow that you haven't introduced into that room all year long. Refocus on some areas. Talk about what the third period looks like. Look at what the third period looks like. Where's the place that when we say we're maybe not quite as quick, what does that specifically mean? It means this guy's got to move faster here to touch this puck than he's moving. We actually work on those things. So that's what get the focus back to a few things that you can be good at tomorrow night, understanding that the pressure that you're in or the environment that you're in, the situation that you're in, and work your ass off to be good at those things. That's the message. We get that focus back in there. And then not be afraid to walk in and talk about the things that you're facing. Yeah. So we know that if we deal with this situation again, we're aware of it. So we're aware of all the elements that are going on around us right now. And then if that doesn't work, I'm just going to send Buff out to tell you what he thinks.